Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Unger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and you are listening to a very special bonus episode. We're on the clock. This is going to be a quick one.
Ding, ding, bing, bing.
This is going to scratch that itch. This is going to feed your Improvised Wikipedia Podcast fix.
Yeah. So, right, bonus episode, don't count on the standings.
So,
basically, we can just release this bad boy whenever.
Right.
So, who knows when this is happening?
I don't. Our special guest, Justin Passano, doesn't know either.
Hey, Passano!
Hey, I'm here.
I said it out loud so that I would try to remember it.
Thank you for getting my name right.
I won't.
I
just repeated what he said. I parroted it, but then I won't remember.
Okay.
Parrots are an interesting bird that we could do a quick episode about.
Let's do parrots!
Yeah, we have parrots. 14 minutes left to talk about parrots.
Parrots. Colorful. Talkative. Not the only talkative bird. You can teach crows to talk, but they're not colorful, so people don't like them as pets. Also, they creep people out.
Parrots, they live forever.
And they live, they are immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Parrots aren't, but they do live for 80 to 100 years, so they're terrible pets because they bond very closely to their owner. So unless you get a parrot as a kid, you are going to leave behind a sad-ass bird when you die.
That's an amazing fact. That makes me so happy.
It's all, it's, it is. Yeah.
Parrots.
They can be very jealous.
Yeah, they're very intelligent birds, and in fact, that's why they were so beloved by pirates, because they often helped them get away with schemes and whatnot.
A lot of people don't know a lot of the planning that went into like pirate heists. That was the birds.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Birds like shiny things for nests.
That's true. Famous parrots. Gilbert Godfrey as Iago from Aladdin.
I forget the parrot's name, but the African gray parrot from the Michael Chabon novella The Final Solution.
What was that bird that just went viral in London for telling a police officer to fuck off?
Oh yeah, this parrot escaped and like it landed on the roof of like a building, and the fire department came up to like help it, like to get it down.
Yeah.
And the parrot literally was like, fuck you, like over and over again. It made international news. It was amazing.
I missed this somehow.
Yeah.
But I like that parrot.
Okay, like objectively, birds are terrible, but like I sort of like parrots.
Bad pets.
Yeah, terrible pets. They're filthy, they carry disease, mm-hmm. They're smug. My cousin Maureen just recently got one. I haven't met it because she lives on the other side of the continent.
How smug is Maureen?
No, she's delightful, but
just loves a smug bird.
I don't know that I trust her anymore because she has a bird.
Bad taste in pets.
She's a bird now. So like, what the fuck am I? What am I supposed to think?
Birds want to fly. They don't want to live in your house.
Right.
I think my neighbors have a bird.
Oh, you have bad neighbors.
They poop a lot? I feel like they poop a lot, right?
Glenn's neighbors poop.
My neighbors
so much.
Poop.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, so much. No, yeah, I think they have a bird. I don't talk to my neighbors that much, but like...
You were hesitant to agree that they were bad people because you have to live next to
them. Yeah, they're my neighbors. They see, it's well, part of it is because I have neighbors that are bad people, but it's not them.
Oh, okay.
Like, they seem fine.
Right.
Like, I don't talk to my neighbors a lot. I talk to the guy who lives next door to me. He's great. They're across, like, kind of at an angle.
Mm.
They seem very nice. We've talked to them sometimes. They seem great.
You don't know if they have a bird or not.
I'm pretty sure they have a bird.
Okay, here's what you do. Do they have put the recycling bins out in a place where you can see them? Because
yeah.
If so, go through the recycling
bins. No.
And see if there are newspapers in there. If there are no newspapers in there, it means they're using them for poop.
For poop.
Well, no.
For
it
dookies.
Probably means that it's 2018 and nobody gets the newspaper anymore.
My local newspaper will not stop giving me the free newspaper that they try to hand out to everybody, despite a number of
calls. I want everyone
calls.
To know that Justin just wagged his finger in my face. Sorry, Glenn. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like,
You get a free newspaper, that's great.
I don't get a finger wagged that often.
Why? I hate the free newspaper. Also, stop sending me phone books.
Yeah.
Stop making phone books.
Yeah.
For parrots.
Okay, parrots. Objectively, the pirate Lego sets are amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, so good. They had those little, like, one-peg parrots. They're obviously
yep.
red. Classic red parrot.
Classic red.
So good.
They come in a variety of colors. There's yep. wild ones in San Francisco. that.
Wild Lego parrots.
Yep. No, like a pet store or something. There was an accident. There was an incident. Like
mistakes
decades ago.
Were made decades ago.
Mistakes were made. Some parrots escaped.
And they fucked a lot.
And they just get busy.
Well, so I mean, there's and they wild live forever, ones. Too.
I think there also might be a few in, I want to say, the Park Slope Cemetery in Brooklyn.
That's fun.
So you can just,
I think
you can
every
just
cemetery
just, like,
should have
parrot.
Some parrots, right?
Like, how great really, would it be? Like, yeah. Just be like,
up a little bit.
Just teach it some reassuring phrases
yeah.
and just let it in
there's
there.
There's an afterlife. All dogs go to heaven.
It wasn't for nothing. We all
life
have
has meaning. Justin, you want to hop in on this parrot?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The killer is out there.
I miss you, Dad. I miss you, Dad.
I always loved you.
Uh-oh.
We got a couple minutes left here before I have to turn my head to Wikipedia. Or maybe
yeah.
we don't even go to Wikipedia.
So, Paris, where are they from?
The tropics.
Sure. I meant, like, a real place, not just a category of places. But
Brazil?
Places. A shower. This is probably going to come out before the shower episode.
Yeah, had a spoiler alert there. Do you mean, like, are you looking for the origin? The very first parrot was from Ecuador?
Yeah, like, there's different
Ecuador.
Ones,
it was from
obviously.
Fucking Ecuador, Glenn.
Sure. I don't know why we gotta get so sassy about Ecuador. Seems like a lovely
yeah, it's
country.
Near the equator. In
full
the
of parrots.
Full of parrots.
Just
jack full
chock
of parrots.
Full of parrots.
So many parrots.
Wall to wall parrots.
The president of Ecuador currently?
Parrot.
Seven parrots in a trench coat.
Well, they each know one politically relevant phrase and they just take turns.
I always loved you.
Uh oh.
Oh, we broke Glenn. It was bound to happen. All your jokes are funny.
Yeah, they are. They're good. Good jokes worth laughing at until you can't breathe.
Parrots evolved from dinosaurs, like all birds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you
true?
Think? What dinosaur do you think is the most like the modern parrot?
The Microraptor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to give a real answer.
No,
I didn't know there was a Microraptor.
It's a little raptor.
That's great.
See, Jurassic Park got it so wrong, I don't know what's real and what's not real anymore as far as dinosaur knowledge.
Chris Pratt, not real.
Not real.
Oh, okay.
People don't know that. He's yeah. Andy Dwyer, real.
Real.
Yeah.
Playing a character.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Totally not real. He's seven yeah. parrots in a trench coat. Each one knows a different muscle. Trapezoid.
Tricep.
I don't know anymore. Quad! But
believe in yourself, buddy. We covered famous parrots, their animals, their birds. We covered all that good stuff.
From Ecuador.
They taste like chicken.
In Robinson Crusoe.
Mm-hmm.
A
book you did not read for pleasure.
A book I read for a class in college because I had to. One, really sucks. Boring book. Get that out of here. Because it's about, you know, dude gets stranded on an island.
Yeah.
He talks about...
It's Castaway.
He's like, oh, I got stuck on this island. And he's talking about the sailing trip that led to him getting stranded on an island.
I worked for FedEx. There was a plane crash. I opened up a box and it had an ice skate in it. Wilson.
Yep. But he's like, oh, I was on this boring boat trip. And then some pirates attacked us. But on to more interesting things. I'm like... Describe the pirate fight, you dumb idiot.
Well, he's just like, it wasn't a big deal. It was a bunch of pirates.
But he talks about specifically there were birds on the island, but they were inedible.
Huh. Oh.
Which isn't true. Eat
yeah.
a bird. Don't, but you could.
Pretty yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. Both of you gentlemen are pescatarians, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to eat me a bird. All right, I'm turning my head to the Wikipedia page because we're running out of time. Parrots, also known as pistachios.
What?
It's a PS word. I don't know what it is. Pistachios. I don't know. They're birds.
If you can't say it, they're not known as that.
Are pistachios yeah. parrot eggs?
Maybe. They're birds of roughly 393 species in 92 genera that make up the order Pistachio. They're found in tropical and subtropical regions, Glenn.
Yeah,
come
like
at
Ecuador.
Me, boy. The order is subdivided into three superfamilies. The parrots, the cockatoos.
The Incredibles. The Starks.
The Fantastic Four. No, the true parrots, the cockatoos, and the New Zealand parrots.
Ooh, true parrots. Throwing some shade at the other two groups.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Cockatoos, that's fun. That's their own thing. It's the New Zealand parrots that I think are really getting the shaft here. Because, like, everybody shits on New Zealand.
I'm excited for the new season of True Parrots coming out.
Parrots have a generally pan-tropical distribution with several species inhabiting temperate regions in the southern hemisphere as well. The greatest diversity of parrots is in South America and also in Australia.
I said Brazil.
You sure did.
Yeah, you did, buddy. Characteristic features of parrots include a strong curved bill and upright stance, strong legs, and clide zygodactyl feet. Many parrots are vividly colored, and some are multicolored. They exhibit little or no sexual dimorphism in the visual spectrum. That means
so not for mating.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference by look.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, that's a boy parrot, that's a girl parrot.
No, you gotta get up in those genitals.
Yeah, check that cloaca.
Up in that cloaca.
Let's get deep in that cloaca.
Parrots, along with ravens, crows, jays, and magpies, are among the most intelligent of birds, and the ability of some species to imitate human voices enhances their popularity as pets. Trapping wild parrots for pet trade, as well as hunting, habitat loss, and competition from invasive species has diminished wild populations, with parrots being subjugated to more exploitation than any other group of birds.
Stop exploiting parrots.
Yeah, guys.
But also, speaking of parrot impressions, Frank Caliendo, 7 parrots and a trench coat. They each do a different
That's actually
impression.
Very, very believable. This is actually a relatively interesting Wikipedia page that we do not have time to dive into. I'm very glad that we weren't competing against this page.
But wait, is that a picture of a dinosaur silhouette?
It is a fossil dentary specimen restored as a parrot.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know what any of those words
I was hoping
really
to tell us what dinosaur it came from.
No, this is actually really a really good page. If you give any shits about parrots, you should spend some time looking at this page. But this is a mini episode, so I don't know. Do
this
the work yourself.
Pages.
You can't
times
expect
longer
us.
Than the shower.
You can't expect us to do all the work for you. If you're gonna invest in learning, you gotta be responsible for yourself a little bit, right?
Right.
And since we're talking about birds again, see if Casual Birder did a parrot episode.
Oh my God! Our friends at the Casual Birder podcast.
Yeah. See, Susie Buttress knows things about parrots. She probably knows a lot more about parrots than we do. Maybe not as much as Wikipedia, but she's a smart lady.
We should invite her on this podcast under the guise that we're going to do a bird episode.
And then not do a bird episode.
Do like soap.
Do a Larry Bird episode.
A Larry Bird episode.
She probably. It's
pride and joy.
I feel like she might know a lot about Larry Bird.
By accident?
Just cultural osmosis. McDonald's commercials mostly.
Yeah, Space Jam. Space Jam.
I believe he makes a brief appearance in Space Jam.
He should. Well, that's it for our what do we call this?
Parrot.
That's it for our parrot episode.
Is it for the
podcast?
First yeah. episode of True Parrot.
What are you looking for? I don't understand.
Episode, the bonus episode. What do we call this?
Oh, like a little buddy.
Little buddy. This is the first. Thanks for listening to the first ever Little Buddy episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Shout out to our friend Justin Passino. Justin, thank you so much for talking about parrots with us.
Yep. Uh oh.
Tell Justin's mom about our podcast. Okay.
Callbacks are fun.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, all that shit. Love you.
Uh oh.